Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Anders. Today, NFL Week 5 game preview between the New York Giants and the Green Bay Packers. If you enjoy the video episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook, YouTube. Check us out on Instagram, LinkedIn as well. And, of course, our podcast every single day, over 1,000 episodes, wherever it is you enjoy listening to the podcast. Let's talk about this game, man. This is going to be a good one here. The Giants and the Packers, both these teams are looking pretty at a 3-1 record. And I am excited to see how this one is going to go down this upcoming week. Let's talk about these Packers, man. So the Packers looking, like I said, they look pretty good. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He is the quarterback for this team, 21-35, 251, 7.2 average, 2 touchdowns and 1 INT against those Patriots when they won 27-24. Rushing game, it came alive and it needed to. Aaron Jones, 16 carries for 110 yards, putting that work in. A.J. Dillon behind him, 17 carries for 73. As a squad, 35 carries, 199 yards, and 1 touchdown on a 5.7 average. They were looking good on the ground. The receiving corps, Alan Lazard stepped up big. 6 catches, 116 yards was the leading guy for this Green Bay offense. They had 2 fumbles as a team. They recovered 2 of them, and they did lose 1 of them, though, by Romeo Dobbs, the receiver. As on defense, Quay Walker led the way, 8 tackles on the day for him. They had 4 sacks as a team. Rashawn Gary had 2. Dean Lowry and Preston Smith combined for 1, and Jerron Reed had 1 as well. 6 tackles for loss, no passes defended, and no INTs for this Green Bay defense. So, looked good overall. Like I said, they got the win in OT, but hey, it's still a W in that column. Let's talk about these Giants. Surprising to a lot of guys, a lot of people out there, 3-1 on the season. Daniel Jones didn't throw the ball a whole lot, right? 8-13 overall. Tyrod Taylor came in as well. And looking at what Daniel Jones did, not a whole lot, right? In the game against the Giants, 8-13 passing, 71 yards, a 5.5 average, no INTs, and no touchdowns as well. You know, his ankle's been bothering him a little bit, so he is going to be good to go, but we'll see if it affects his play once more this upcoming week. But where New York's been good, it's been that running back. You already know Saquon Barkley looking tremendous, looking like fresh right out of college. 31 carries, 146 yards against that Bears defense, a 4.7 average. Couldn't find the end zone, however, but still a dominant day nonetheless. Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones got it done with the legs as well. 6 carries for 68 yards. As a team, 44 carries for 262 rushing yards. Are you kidding me? Are we going back in time? That's crazy, man. I love it, though. Receiving core, like I said, not too much going on. Daniel Bellinger led the way, 3 catches for 23 yards for him. Kenny Galladay didn't do anything on the day, and he is also looks like he's going to be out this upcoming week on the injured list. As for the defense, only about 12 points, looking really good is the New York G-men. Tate Crowder led the way with 11 tackles, as well as 1 sack and 1 tackle for loss for him. They had 6 sacks as a team. Mitchell Crowder getting 1. Dexter Lawrence having 2, Jahad Ward getting 1, Azeez Ojulari getting 1, as well. So they were looking real good on the defense for this Giants squad. Poor Justin Fields couldn't figure out which way to go without someone right there on him. So looking at this upcoming ball game, I am going to go with the Packers getting the win in this one. The only thing with the Giants is they haven't scored over 20 points in a ball game, but I'm going to give them a little bit over 20 this one here. I think the Packers just – I think their offense is going to look a little bit too good. And I think their defense is really, really going to help out this ball game. So give me the Packers winning this ball game, 31 to the Giants, 24. 7-point ball game. I think the Giants are going to put up a good fight. But I think overall we're going to see Aaron Rodgers and all those crazy cheeseheads out there in Green Bay getting the win in this one. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. But hey, drop a comment. Who's going to win? Going to be the Packers, going to be the Giants. I'd love to hear it. Interact with you on Facebook, YouTube. We go live each and every single week. Of course, check out our podcast every single day as well. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. I've been your host today, Logan Landers. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.